This was the first face-to-face meeting between Antony Blinken and Sergei Lavrov since Joe Biden became US president. The US Secretary of State used the encounter to warn Russia of the serious consequences, including sanctions, if it invades Ukraine.
It's now on Russia to de-escalate the current tensions by reversing the recent troop buildup, returning forces to normal peacetime positions, and refraining from further intimidation and attempts to destabilize Ukraine. We're watching this situation very closely. We're in close contact and coordination with our allies.
Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have been patrolling these trenches for more than 7 years after Russia annexed Crimea. Now, a build-up of Russian troops along the border, more than 90,000, says the government in Kiev, is fueling fears of a Russian invasion. Across the field, Ukrainian forces are holding exercises. Russia says Ukraine is being provocative, deploying more than half its army, 125,000 people, to the east. Russia dismisses as inflammatory any suggestions it's preparing to attack. The Kremlin is also floating the idea of a new European security pact to try to stop NATO from expanding further east.
We, as President Putin stated, do not want any conflicts. But if our NATO partners have stated that no one has a right to dictate to a country that would like to join NATO, or whether it can do or not, we can say that every country is able to define its own interests to guarantee their security.
In the spring, there was a similar show of Russian strength along the Ukraine border. Tensions eased after a first summit meeting between the Russian and US presidents.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says he's hoping for confirmation that there'll be some sort of contact between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden in the coming days. That could be a phone call or a virtual meeting. If it does happen, then just as in earlier this year, that could go a long way to calming tensions on the Ukraine-Russia border. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.